This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June the 13th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's a very unusual day. It's World Juggling Day. Now, that may make us think of skilled performers at a circus or fair standing before a crowd and keeping balls flying through the air. Perhaps we picture someone juggling rings, clubs, bottles, and even flaming torches while making it all look effortless. But in reality, every one of us is a juggler of a kind. Life asks us to juggle every day. We juggle our time, our responsibilities, our relationships, and our commitments. We juggle family, friends, work, finances, hobbies, appointments, health concerns, and dreams for the future. Some days it feels as though we have everything under control. And other days it seems as though all the balls are falling at once. The interesting thing about juggling is that it doesn't come naturally. Even the most accomplished jugglers weren't born knowing how to keep multiple objects moving through the air. They learned, they practiced, they dropped things, they tried again. And the same, well, it's true of life. The people who seem to manage everything gracefully have often learned through experience. They've made mistakes, they've dropped a few balls, they've discovered what matters most and what can safely wait. And speaking of juggling, today's topic brings a vivid memory from my childhood. My parents owned Oscar's Bargain Center, and it was a store that sold everything from soup to nuts. And among the many departments was a beautiful giftware section filled with delicate crystal glasses and other treasures. One day, a customer came into the store and, to my amazement, picked up several crystal glasses and began juggling them. I held my breath. My jaw dropped. I was absolutely petrified that he would drop one. The glasses were beautiful, and they were expensive and fragile. But he didn't drop a single one, and when he finished, I asked him how he managed to do it. He chuckled, walked over to the toy section, and picked up three rubber balls. Then he began juggling those. Very kindly, he showed me how to throw one ball into the air, then two, and eventually three. I could manage one. I even could manage two. Three, well, that was another story. Before he left, he smiled and encouraged me to keep practicing. And I was determined. I practiced and practiced until eventually I learned to juggle three rubber balls. Then confidence got the better of me. I decided that if I could juggle rubber balls, surely I could juggle crystal glasses. One glass was easy, two glasses were not. Within moments, there was a crash. One of the crystal glasses shattered to the floor, and I burst into tears. My mother heard the noise and came running. When she saw the broken glass, I explained through my tears that I had learned to juggle, but apparently not well enough to juggle crystal glasses like our customer. Instead of getting angry, she wiped away my tears and gave me a lesson I have never forgotten. She explained that not everything in life is equally easy to juggle. Some things, well, they're like rubber balls. When we drop them, they bounce back. Perhaps it's an errand that we can wait until tomorrow, a project that can be postponed, or a household task that isn't urgent. And those balls bounce back and give us another opportunity, no problem. Some things are like plastic balls. When we drop them, they don't break, but they may roll away. And we can't retrieve them. Or maybe we can, but it does take effort. Perhaps it's a neglected hobby, an old friendship, or an opportunity that slipped by because we were busy elsewhere. Those balls aren't necessarily lost forever, but we may have to work to get them back. And then there are the glass balls. Those require very special care. Our health can be a glass ball. Trust can be a glass ball. Relationships can be a glass ball. The people we love may be glass balls. When those fall and shatter, they can't always be restored to what they once were. My mother's lesson stayed with me. Over the years, I've come to realize that wisdom. It isn't about keeping every ball in the air. The wisdom is knowing which balls matter most. And then there's another lesson in juggling, and it's not simply about skill. It's also about choice. Professional jugglers don't just randomly toss items into the air. They choose what they're willing and able to handle. We make choices every day as well. We decide what deserves our time. We decide what deserves our attention. We decide what we will carry, and sometimes more importantly, what we will put down. Some people are happiest focusing on one thing at a time, and others of us seem naturally comfortable balancing family life, careers, friendships, volunteer work, hobbies, and personal interests all at once. Neither approach is right or wrong, because we're all built differently. The goal isn't to juggle the greatest number of balls. The goal is to create a life that feels meaningful and satisfying. A life with purpose, a life with variety, a life with room for laughter, learning, relationships, and joy. And perhaps that's the real beauty of juggling. When it's done well, there's a rhythm to it, a flow, a confidence. Life can feel that way, too, when we become intentional about what we choose to keep in the air. So on this World Juggling Day, perhaps it's worth taking a moment to think about the things we're juggling right now. Which are the rubber balls? Which are the plastic ones? Which are the fragile glass balls? And are there any we've been carrying simply out of habit rather than choice? Today, our From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly share their knowledge, experience, and some of the things they juggle on a regular basis. We'll hear health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic, Dr. Vivian Brown, author of The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, and Christine, the health coach. We'll talk about our hearing with Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and learn about how dental care can come right to our home from denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready. We'll discuss relationships with Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Realtor Melanie Martin will share her deal of the week for property north of Toronto. And Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility will explain how we can make our homes future ready. Then, after one important message about organ donation, we'll speak with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial and learn about investing for our financial well-being. And at the end of the show, we'll return to our juggling theme and explore the art of juggling itself. We'll discuss how to decide which balls deserve our attention, how to create balance in our busy lives, and how to avoid becoming so focused on keeping everything in the air that we miss the people, opportunities, and simple pleasures all around us. So as you listen today, perhaps consider what things you choose to toss into the air and catch. Are they serving you well? Are they bringing meaning to your life? And are you paying enough attention to the ones made of glass? So please stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial is here. Good morning, Kevin, and how are you juggling today?
Good morning, Marilyn. And I think, like every busy professional with a family and a home and a business and a social life, juggling is a day-to-day challenge. But alas, let me comment on juggling. So juggling your life and day-to-day schedule, it can be hard, especially when you don't have clarity on how to manage the day-to-day. Financial planning is a tool to aid you in the juggling of everyday life. Whether your financial planner is sitting down with you and helping you map out the next 5 years of your life and eventual retirement, whether they're sitting with you and planning your upcoming vacations, it's all but a prerequisite to seeing a clear path forward. Often finding the most value from your life comes from your ability to simplify everyday hurdles. I have found that part of what I really adore about my career and being a financial planner is eliminating stress that accompanies everyday existence. It really changes something in you to see someone achieve the relaxation and reassurance they gain from organizing and planning. Life is comprised of juggling, whether it's a soccer tournament for your kids, a work event, work schedules, various health appointments. Life is one big challenging juggling act. Finding the ability to juggle and laugh in the little moments comes from feeling taken care of by the big moments. Inherently, financial planning is juggling your time, your energy, and everything in between. All aspects of leading a financially balanced life can be described as juggling. There's a philosophy comprised in juggling that I believe can be related to financial planning. It treats life's competing financial goals, such as retirement, debt, education, as objects that are in the air. Financial planning utilizes this as a way to figure out which balls to catch first. It attributes value to each task. It helps you define some balls as glass and some as rubber. The ones that are rubber are easier to bounce back rather than the more pressing ones that are glass. There are some things in life that require more attention immediately than others, and that is why the juggling act can be so paramount to long-term success. Helping you prioritize these balls and devote the necessary time and energy to allow you to be successful is the goal of financial planning. If you ever want to discuss your own juggling acts and ability to manage everyday stress and what comes with it, other than leaning on friends and family, a financial planner could be the solution to keeping your carefree and stress-free with more control in your day-to-day life. Thank you, Marilyn.
Well, we're all juggling, but we also want to see a clear path forward. And anyone listening who wants a second opinion or wants to understand how to go forward with their financial planning and their future, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial can be there for you. All it takes is one phone call to 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Or you're welcome to email him at ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Regardless of how many balls you have in the air, if you want to juggle successfully, it helps to have a professional by your side, an enabler, and that's Kevin Giffen. 416-708-6229. Happy juggling, Kevin, and thank you.
Marilyn, thank you to all your listeners. Have a fantastic weekend.
In Broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage, like a duck to waterfront.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic is here, and we're going to talk about cholesterol. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So some of my patients will come in, and they've done some cholesterol panels, for example, through their family doctor or, you know, through my clinic, for example. I do a lot of testing as well. And sometimes when the levels are elevated, patients will feel a little bit of worry. And it actually spikes a whole bunch of questions around that whole conversation. So we're going to talk about cholesterol and what it is and why it's actually important. So the conversation around cholesterol has been one of the most really oversimplified discussion in modern medicine. And for decades, the message was really straightforward. High cholesterol is dangerous, low cholesterol is safe, and statins, you know, the medication bridges the gap. But science really has moved well beyond that framing, and understanding what cholesterol actually does in our body really opens up a far more useful conversation about our health. So cholesterol it's a waxy, fat-like substance, and it's produced primarily in the liver, with a smaller amount coming from the foods we eat. And every cell in our body actually depends on it. It actually forms the structural backbone of our cell membranes. It gives them the fluidity and flexibility they need to function. And it acts as a precursor for some of the most important molecules in our body, including, for example, vitamin D, bile acids, which are important for digestion, and all of our major steroid hormones. So without cholesterol, the body simply can't work. And from a naturopathic standpoint, we tend to look beyond a standard lipid panel towards a more comprehensive cardiovascular picture. So we look at markers like apolipoprotein B. There's a whole bunch of different ones, CRP, which is an inflammatory marker, fasting insulin, some very complex, more comprehensive, I would say, markers. And these tools allow for far more individualized assessment of risk rather than treating just a single number in isolation. So sometimes we see elevated cholesterol, but sometimes we see low cholesterol, and this side of the conversation actually receives a lot less attention. But it matters because cholesterol that falls below the optimum threshold can actually affect our hormone production. It can affect our cognitive function, even our mood, and our cellular repair. So very low cholesterol has been associated in some research with increased risk, for example, of depression and anxiety, for example. And, you know, cholesterol during menopause is important because for women in their late 30s through 50s, understanding the relationship between cholesterol and hormones is really important. Because of the changing in estrogen levels, changing in progesterone levels, and how that affects our hormones, of course, and our overall outcome in terms of cardiovascular health. So this is a very large topic, but the idea is cholesterol is not a problem to be eliminated. It's a molecule your body produces with intention, and it uses with precision and adjusts in response to everything from what we eat to how much we sleep, and even our hormones, for example. So when something shifts in our hormone panel, the most useful question isn't how do we lower the number, but rather what is this telling us about our system as a whole? And again, from a naturopathic perspective, we look at the system as a whole and try to find the root cause and find reasons how we can we find areas where we can help the body improve from a metabolic standpoint. So if people are interested in getting some more information about their cholesterol, want to do some testing, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
And when you call Dr. Rosendahl, ask for your free consultation, 15 minutes by phone or in person, 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
No matter how busy you are and how many balls you have in the air, the one thing you have to look after is yourself. And hearing is on the top of the list. And Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto is here to help us hear our best. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You know, this week includes World Juggling Day, and honestly, I think most of us deserve professional status by now. We're juggling our schedules, work, kids, aging parents, groceries, appointments, text messages, passwords, traffic, and somehow trying to remember where we left our coffee in the middle of it all. Life moves fast. And when life gets busy, something interesting happens. People often start focusing only on the big things, the deadlines, the responsibilities, the major events. while completely overlooking the tiny moments that actually help us carry us through the day. And that brings me to Smile Power Day, which is this weekend. I remember something from years ago that stayed with me all this time. I was in a shopping mall one day, probably in my late teens or early 20s, and for whatever reason, I was in a terrible mood. I remember standing on an escalator when a young woman with striking blue eyes passed by going the opposite direction. As we crossed paths, she smiled at me. That was it, just a smile, but somehow it completely changed my mood. It was such a simple moment, yet it instantly shifted the emotional direction of my entire day. And it affected me enough that before leaving the mall, I actually went and bought a single blue rose from a flower shop, and I brought it back to her just to say thank you. She likely has forgotten this moment from years ago, but I never did. And I think that's something important to remember. We never truly know what someone else is carrying while they're juggling their way through life. Sometimes the smallest acts, patience, kindness, eye contact, a smile, a warm conversation, carry far more weight than we realize. I see this often in my clinic too. Many people struggling with hearing loss slowly begin losing their little everyday interactions. The quick joke across the table, the passing comment in the car, the easy back and forth conversation that makes people feel connected. And when those moments disappear, life can quietly start feeling heavier. That's why helping people hear better is never just about the sound. It's about helping people stay connected to the little moments that make life feel lighter, warmer, and generally more human. So this week, while we're all busy juggling life, maybe take an extra second to smile at someone, check in on someone, or slow down long enough to really connect. And you never know how much that tiny moment might mean to another person. And if you or someone you love has been finding conversations more tiring lately, if restaurants feel noisier than they used to, or if life has just started feeling a little harder to keep up with socially, maybe it's time for a simple conversation with us. At Hearing Aid Source, we don't begin with pressure. We begin with listening, and we'll help you understand what's happening, what options exist, and whether better hearing might help make everyday life feel a little lighter again.
So Edmund, how do we reach you?
Best number to reach us at is at 416-754-4327. And we'll get started with having a conversation.
416-754-4327. You can juggle everything, but pay attention to your ears and call Edmund and have that conversation. Thank you, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
If you're always running and trying to meet new people but never finding the time, perhaps it's time to take a moment and call Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. After all, she's an experienced matchmaker, and we call her Cupid. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So sometimes I get people in the service that don't always listen to sort of the rules that I have about how to date through the service, and it's something I have to remind people. And one of the things that I'm really hardline about is when you go on a date with someone, make the connection fairly quickly. You don't want to spend hours or weeks communicating with someone over the phone. What you want to do is you want to have as few expectations about someone going into the date as possible. And I don't mean expectations as far as, you know, do you want to meet a decent, respectful person? I mean expectations about what that person is going to be like. So I think we've all had the experience where you read a book and in your head, you've cast those characters. You imagine what the protagonist is going to be like. And when they cast the movie, all of a sudden you see these people cast that you don't imagine them to be when you read the book. And I think even if it's Margot Robbie and Tom Cruise, you're still going to be disappointed because it's not as you imagined them. And dating is very like that. You want to not get ahead of yourself. You want to be able to meet someone and they become the people they are as a product of you getting to know them rather than you getting this kind of fantasy in your head about what they might be like. And it's something that's so important. And I find people that do it like that, they have a brief conversation with someone and they go on a date. They're much happier with the outcome because they're getting to know the actual person.
That's great advice, Linda. Anyone listening who hasn't dated in a while and needs some coaching, that comes with having a matchmaker and a Cupid on your team. Misty River Introductions does that, and it's a complimentary consultation. So take down this number, 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. 9041. You don't have to waste any time. You'll be able to enjoy the advice and the coaching of a Cupid that has 75% success rate with people over 70. Linda, thank you for sharing that advice, and we'll speak again next week.
Okay, thank you, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Now, denturist Suzanne Salga of Denture Ready is here to tell us more about having dental care done at home. Good morning, Suzanne.
Hello, Marilyn. Some common questions I'm asked often as a mobile denturist is, how do I book my appointments? How do I make it work? And how do I meet everyone where they are? Well, it all starts with a call to my office. From there, we can get you booked. We get the information, consent forms, and set a date and time slot. Every appointment, especially the first initial one, starts with an in-person inspection of the mouth. And any questions that you have, we look at the old dentures, your existing dentures, any dentures you've had probably hiding somewhere under the bathroom sink. This is all useful information. And then we'll get the full picture. Where I'll be shifting my focus. So let's say, is there a repair or is it a new denture with a new smile design? I do it all. The biggest difference is that instead of the patients coming to me, I'm traveling to them. That's one of the things I love about owning a mobile denture practice. It gives me the flexibility to meet people where they are while creating a schedule that works around the care that they need. And travel time is an important part of planning my day, rather than driving back and forth between distant cities for individual appointments. I try to group the patients within the same town or region whenever possible. That allows just me to spend the time that I need with my patients and less time on the road. I also spend a lot of time in the retirement homes, hospitals, independent seniors residents, and many care facilities. I schedule visits around the mealtime and daily routines so residents feel comfortable and unrushed. Some patients require a little extra time and support due to medical or cognitive conditions, and those are the moments when slowing down and listening and being present really matters. One of the unexpected benefits of being mobile is that I often meet people who didn't know that these services existed. A conversation in a retirement home hallway or with a family member can lead to helping someone who has been struggling to access dental care. At the end of the day, my goal is simple. Is to make denture care more accessible, more convenient, and less stressful for patients and their families. We know the road conditions are hectic, and even getting your loved one to a traditional clinic takes a lot of energy. So getting started with me is easy. Simply reach out by phone, through my website, or online booking form, and we'll discuss your needs, answer any questions about travel, timing, or cost, and find a solution that works best for you. My name's Suzanne. I'm here to give you honest advice so that you can make an informed decision. I can bill directly to your insurance, and Canadian Dental Care Plan is also accepted. Help is on the way. No waiting rooms, no rushing, and no weather worries. All from the comfort of your recliner chair.
647-204-4478. Have mobile clinic dental care to your door. Just call Suzanne at 647-204-4478. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across Southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
And now, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us. She's been giving us the six pillars of women's brain health, and today it's number five. Dr. Brown is a women's health expert, an award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. And she's here right now. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to be here. We've been talking about brain health, and particularly the six pillars of brain health prevention. And what we know, and we've talked about socialization, being together with other people, mental stimulation, learning things that are new, sleep and how important that is to let our brains detoxify, and finally, stress reduction and why that's important to lower cortisol levels and help us function better. Well, the number five or the fifth pillar of brain health is exercise. And we all know that exercise is important for our heart, for our blood pressure, for our general well-being. But exercise is particularly important for your brain. And we know, for example, that you get better blood flow to the hippocampus, which is the area of the brain that's associated with memory, after exercise. The areas light up because they get better blood flow, and better blood flow means more nutrients to the brain, which basically means better brain function. So yes, it's important to exercise for your posture, for bone health, for your heart, but it's very important to exercise for your brain because we want those areas of the brain to get better blood flow. And we've got PET scan pictures that show increased blood flow after exercise. It really is remarkable, and it does make a difference.
Wow. I exercise every day with Christine, our health coach, and I'm sure she'll agree with you. Anyone listening who wants to look after their health and take charge and know what to do, then remember the name of the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. It's available at local bookstores, and if they don't have it, I'm sure they'll order it in for you. But you can also go to Amazon or log on to drvivianbrown.com. And if you want a special signed copy, you're welcome to order it through me. All you have to do is call me directly, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thank you for sharing these six pillars of brain health, and I'm looking forward to the last one next week. Have a great week, and we'll be looking after our brains and taking your advice in the meantime.
Thank you, Marilyn. Time to go for a walk.
Great idea. Talk to you next week. Remember, pillar six. Now, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin is here. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm here, and I think I'm going to tell you a little bit about a happy story. Cars are usually pretty good to us, and my car is very good to me. But a few days ago, I ended up on the side of the road. I was on my way to show properties east of Bracebridge, and it was actually an off-grid property, so I was quite excited about that, when my car started slutzing on me, and I had to pull over in front of a shop that wasn't even open, and I noticed my phone wasn't charging. So, you know, as it turns out, I just walked up that road until I found someone, and I ended up in the showroom of the Dream Home Group. Now, these people were nice enough to give me some charge on the phone. I was able to call CAA, and as I was sitting there waiting for my CAA ride, I was actually talking to these people about what they do. So I just wanted to give a shout out to the Dream Home Group because they're an organization, they're highly skilled professionals, and they offer architectural designed properties, and they do a lot of the timber frame homes, they do the log homes, they service all over Canada and US, and they're so kind. So I was just going to say, if you're ever thinking about having your own custom home built, and you're thinking of a log home or a timber frame or even a little bunkie, they do everything. So that's my shout out right now to the Dream Home Group. Thank you so much. So now I always give you a deal of the week. So I'm going to talk about a property that's not even on the market yet because I like to give our people the heads up. This will be a beautiful condo. It's actually about 1,200 square feet, two bedrooms, two bathrooms, beautiful veranda, and you're overlooking beautiful Lake Simcoe in the Orillia area. And you actually even have a basement that's finished. It could be your man cave or just storage or a little workshop. And the good thing about this property is that it has one of the lowest condominium fees that I've seen in Orillia. They're only about $580 a month, and that covers all the exteriors. And did I tell you that it has a two-car garage, a good-sized double? So with moderate condominium fees, and the taxes are fairly inexpensive, just under $4,900 a year, and all that space, and it's open concept with a beautiful long breakfast bar for dining, courts, of course. A view of Lake Simcoe and a reasonable price at $699.9. What do you think of that?
I'm repeating it to myself, $699.9, and you have a double car garage, a finished basement, veranda, which sounds wonderful, overlooking Lake Muskoka, and 1,200 square feet of space, two bedrooms, two baths. Did I say that right?
Well, it's Lake Simcoe we're overlooking. But you know what? I think the price is really reasonable. So, and being so close to Orillia, it will be a treasure. It's not even on the market yet. So do give me a call.
And what's your number, Melanie? 705-725-6439. North Country Real Estate Specialist Melanie Martin will help people find what makes their heart sing north of Toronto. 905-725-6539. Now, Melanie, thanks. I look forward to hearing a new deal next week.
Yes, we'll be here with another deal of the week.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And on this world juggling day, I'm reminded of a client who wasn't performing under a circus tent, but she was juggling her life. Her name was Jeannie. Jeannie walked into my store looking frustrated. She said, "Marilyn, I need your help. I need you to please be my wardrobe doctor." I asked her what was wrong. She smiled and shook her head. "I spend more time figuring out what to wear and running home to change than I do actually wearing my clothes. My life has become one long juggling act." Then she explained, "I'm a mom. I drive my children to school, hockey, baseball, and other activities. I work 4 afternoons a week as a dental hygienist. I'm responsible for groceries, appointments, meal prep, and all the things that come with having a family. I sit on a board that meets twice a month in the evenings, and I sometimes have dinners, celebrations, and special events to attend. Every day seems to require more than one outfit, and I'm constantly running home to change." Then she looked at me and asked, "Can you help me create a wardrobe that works for my life?" I smiled. I said, "Of course, Jeannie. You're juggling a lot of balls in the air, but we can create a wardrobe that will juggle right along with you." She laughed, took a deep breath, and headed into the fitting room, and I got to work. First, I handed her a pair of black exercise pants and a matching black tank top. She looked puzzled, but put them on. And when she came out, I asked, "Are you comfortable?" "Absolutely," she said. Next, I handed her a pair of jeans and a matching denim jacket. She kept the black top on, added the jeans and jacket, and came out smiling. Then I handed her a pair of black palazzo pants and a tailored black blazer. The same black top suddenly looked polished and sophisticated under the blazer. To complete the look, I added a few accessories. Instantly, she looked ready for an important meeting. Jeannie was beginning to understand. I explained that the secret wasn't owning lots of clothes and dozens of outfits. The secret was creating a wardrobe system. We started with the three bottoms, the exercise pants, the jeans, and the black palazzo pants. We added a black tank top that worked with all three. Next, I suggested a collection of tops that would coordinate with her bottoms. Perhaps a denim blue top, another black top, a print that included those colors, and any other additional colors that made her happy. The weight, style, and sleeve length of the tops were entirely up to her lifestyle and the season. The important thing was that every top that she chose worked with every bottom, and every jacket worked with every combination. A wardrobe isn't a collection of outfits. It's a collection of pieces that work together. Then I explain two of my favorite wardrobe principles. The first is using an inside line of color. When a top and bottom are the same color, they create a long vertical line that allows the eye to travel smoothly from shoulder to hemline. The result, a clean, uninterrupted look that often helps us appear taller and slimmer while encouraging eye contact. The second, an outside line of color. This happens when a jacket or cardigan or another topper matches the bottom while contrasting a colorful top that sits in between. The matching outer pieces frame the body and naturally draw the eye up and down, and the colorful top draws the eye toward the face. Both principles are simple, flattering, and easy to create. As Jeannie looked in the mirror, she could see how a few carefully chosen pieces gave her dozens of possibilities. Suddenly, her closet wasn't giving her more choices. It was giving her better choices. I explained that she could leave the house wearing any bottom and coordinating top, and then simply change the third piece as her day unfolded. She could juggle her jackets. That meant that the jacket would determine the mood. A hoodie could create comfort and casual ease. The denim jacket could create a relaxed, smart, casual look. The blazer could create authority and professionalism and tailored look. A lace poncho or chiffon topper could create elegance for an evening out. Once her top and bottom were selected, all she really needed to do was to juggle her jackets, her footwear, and her accessories. Everything else already worked together. For example, Jeannie could begin her day in exercise pants and a tank top with her hoodie and drop her children off at school. For errands, if she wished, she could switch to her denim jacket. At work, she simply slipped on her dental smock and was ready to go. For a board meeting, she could slip on her blazer. And if an evening event appeared on her schedule, she could exchange the blazer for a beautiful lace topper and instantly be ready for dinner or a celebration. The foundation remained the same. The message changed, and the message was shaped by her jackets, accessories, and of course her shoes. That meant less stress, less rushing, and fewer decisions. I suggested one more practical solution. I asked Jeannie to keep a small suitcase in the trunk of her car. Inside, she could store her jackets, an extra pair of shoes, and perhaps some backup makeup and accessories. That way, whenever her life changed direction during the day, she could change her look without racing home to change. She didn't have to stand in front of her closet wondering what to wear. Several weeks later, Jeannie came back to see me. This time, she was smiling. She told me she was spending far less time worrying about her clothes and far more time enjoying her life. And that's really what good wardrobe planning is all about. Our clothes should support our lives. They shouldn't complicate them. A wardrobe that functions well saves time, reduces stress, and helps us feel confident wherever our day takes us. So on this world juggling day, let's think about our own lives. Most of us are juggling something. Family, friends, work, volunteer commitments, appointments, responsibilities. We're juggling life itself. The goal isn't necessarily to stop juggling. The goal is to make the juggling easier. And sometimes the answer is as simple as creating a wardrobe that works together, understanding how to mix and match and layer, and learn how to juggle jackets, perhaps, instead of an entire closet. If you enjoyed Jeannie's story, you may enjoy my book, Marilyn Weston, The Wardrobe Doctor, More Than Just Fashion. It's filled with wardrobe stories, practical advice, and real-life solutions, and it's presented in large print for easy reading. The book is available directly from me for just $20, and I'll gladly ship you a signed copy, and if you're in my neighborhood, I may even deliver it personally. All you have to do is just call me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll continue our conversations with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And we'll also explore more ways to successfully juggle the many dimensions of our lives. So please stay with us and get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Before you can claim the new Canada Disability Benefit, you must first apply for the Disability Tax Credit. Does your medical condition make you eligible? We know the answer. Disability Tax Results. Here to help you get the tax credits you deserve. Call us for details. 519-265-3145.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Improving memory. As you get older, certain aspects of memory normally decline, but that does not mean you are powerless to protect your brain as you age. In fact, there's a lot you can do. Certain lifestyle measures can help, according to several medical associations, including the Alzheimer's Association. Lifestyle measures that promote brain health include activities such as exercising on a regular basis, receiving ongoing mental stimulation, eating a healthy diet, reducing stress, and yes, getting a good night's sleep. In addition, to the extent possible, it's important to protect your brain from injury and other assaults that can damage your memory and increase the risk for dementia. Physical fitness goes hand in glove with mental fitness. The more exercise you get, the better you are. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com, for a complimentary consultation and how you can get started. And while you're there, subscribe to my newsletter for weekly fitness tips.
Christine, physical fitness for mental fitness, that's a wonderful attitude to create and put in people's minds. Anyone interested in developing their physical fitness so that they have a good memory and have mental fitness, give Christine a call at 416-809-4084 or log on to her website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. Thank you, Christine, and we'll speak again next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. This week, I want to share a story that carries an important lesson for any homeowner dealing with a leaking shower. We're currently helping a family with two young kids whose main shower, the only shower in the house, has now been repaired three separate times. It all started when they noticed a water stain and a bulge in the ceiling directly below the shower. When the ceiling was opened up, they discovered water leaking around the drain. Another contractor gave them two options. A, replace the entire shower properly, or B, save money by removing only a few rows of tile and replacing only the shower base. The contractor was honest and warned them that there was a good chance the leak would return, but with a busy family and a big difference in cost, they took the less expensive option B. A few months later, another bulge appeared in the ceiling. The shower was leaking again. After many failed attempts, my company, Greater Toronto Accessibility, was referred and was asked to renovate the shower properly. We removed the shower completely and brought everything down to the bare studs. We quickly found the problem. The old waterproofing membrane had multiple holes and tears around the drain area. any water getting beneath the tile was finding its way straight into the ceiling below. This is why shower waterproofing can't be patched halfway. Once that waterproof barrier is compromised, you're delaying the problem. We built the shower using a modern Schluter waterproofing system, completed everything within a week and a half, and now the family can finally stop worrying about leaks and showering comfortably. Sometimes the cheapest repair ends up being the most expensive lesson. Doing it right the first time is almost always the better investment.
Well, Daniel, your reputation, and you would deserve the award that you won for Consumer's Choice, because you do something once and you do it right. And this story is wonderful in terms of helping a family so they won't need to have repairs in the future. Got a show special for us?
For sure. So if you're having similar problems or you're just looking to renovate, I have something called the Total Bathroom Check, where I can come to your house, take a look at your bathroom situation, if you need to remodel it, change things around, or you just want to do a little upgrade, we can do that for you. Comes with pricing, pictures, a little report so you know exactly what to expect. It's usually $69.95, and I do want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So please, call me. Don't be shy. 647-206.
If you want work done and don't want regrets, the best person to call is Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel, and we'll speak again next week.
Thanks so much, Marilyn.
And just like that, our hour together for today is coming to an end. We've been celebrating World Juggling Day. And at first glance, it might seem like an unusual topic for our radio show. But the more I thought about it, the more I realized that juggling is one of the best metaphors for life itself. Earlier, I shared the story of growing up in my parents' store, Oscar's Bargain Center, and a customer amazed me by juggling crystal glasses. I was fascinated, then I was inspired, and eventually I was humbled. And mastering three rubber balls, I decided I could juggle the crystal glasses too. If you were here at the beginning of the story, you'll remember what I talked about. But I discovered there's a big difference between confidence and mastery. The broken crystal glasses taught me a lesson. My mother turned that lesson into wisdom. She explained that some things in life are like rubber balls, and we drop them and they bounce back. And some things are like plastic balls. They roll away and may take an effort to retrieve. And some things are like those glasses. We drop them and they may break, shatter to 1,000 pieces perhaps. Over the years, I've come to appreciate how valuable that lesson really was. Many of us spend our lives trying to keep more and more balls in the air. We tell ourselves that if we can just become a little more organized, a little more efficient, a little more productive, we'll finally feel in control. Yet somehow, there always seems to be another ball waiting to be added, another responsibility, another obligation, another commitment, another demand on our time. Perhaps the goal isn't to juggle more. Perhaps the goal is to juggle wisely. Professional jugglers make difficult routines look effortless because they practice. They develop skill. They understand timing. They learn what they can handle. And more importantly, they make choices. They don't try to juggle everything. And neither should we. One of the greatest gifts we can give ourselves is permission to be selective. We don't have to say yes to everything. We don't have to carry every burden. We don't have to accept every invitation, every obligation, or every expectation that others place upon us. Sometimes the healthiest thing we can do is put a ball down. Sometimes the wisest thing we can do is recognize that a ball belongs to someone else. And sometimes the bravest thing we can do is admit that we simply can't juggle another thing. There's another aspect of juggling that struck me as I prepared for today's show. When jugglers perform, their attention is often fixed on the objects moving through the air. They watch carefully. They concentrate. They stay focused, and that's necessary. But in life, there can be a downside to focusing too intensely on the balls. If we're always watching them, we may miss everything happening around us. We may miss the smile of a grandchild. We may miss a beautiful sunrise or sunset. We may miss a conversation with a friend. We may miss an unexpected opportunity. We may miss a moment of laughter. We may miss the beauty of nature. We may miss even the simplest pleasure of being fully present in our own lives. So let's think about it. Sometimes we become so busy managing life that we forget to live it. And that may be one of the most important lessons of all. Life isn't a competition to see who can juggle the most. It's not a contest to see who can stay busiest. It isn't measured by how many balls we manage to keep in the air. It's measured by the quality of our experiences, the relationships we nurture, the kindness we show, the memories we create, the joy we allow ourselves to experience, and the difference we make in the lives of others. So perhaps the secret to successful juggling isn't perfection. Perhaps it's something else. Perhaps it's balance. Knowing when to focus. Knowing when to pause. Knowing which balls are made of rubber. Knowing which balls are made of plastic and which are glass. And also remembering to look up from time to time and enjoy the world around us. As we age, many of us discover another truth. We become more aware that our time is precious. That realization can feel uncomfortable, but it also can be very liberating. It encourages us to spend our time intentionally, to choose our priorities carefully, to devote ourselves to people and activities that bring meaning to our lives, and let go of the things that no longer serve us. So in these last few moments together today, let's think about the balls we're juggling right now. Are they balls we truly want to be juggling? Do they reflect our values? Do they contribute to our happiness and well-being? Do they enrich our life? Or have some of them simply found their way into our hands because we've become accustomed to carrying them? Perhaps World Juggling Day offers us an opportunity to make a little adjustment here and there, to lighten our load, to protect the glass balls, to retrieve a few plastic ones we've neglected, and to let a rubber ball bounce now and then. And most importantly, to create a life that brings us pleasure, satisfaction, and purpose. It's time now to say our thank yous. Thank you to the healthcare professionals, service providers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to you for joining us this hour. And a very special thank you to those of you who take the time to think about the balls you choose to juggle in your life and how to maximize the pleasure and benefits that come from juggling well. And please remember that the From a Woman's Perspectives team is here for anyone who'd like guidance or our help in individual areas of knowledge and expertise. We're only a phone call or an email away. All you really have to do is visit my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click on the heading On Radio and you'll find our sponsor expert list and all the information you need to contact us. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me and speak with me directly. My number, 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And in these last few moments of our time together, let's not simply throw balls into the air without thought. Let's decide what kind of balls we want to play with. Let's determine how much time and energy we wish to devote to juggling them. And then let's make choices that allow our lives to be not merely performances for others, but sources of genuine pleasure and satisfaction for ourselves. Not just on World Juggling Day today, but every day. Bye for now, until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Take care and happy juggling.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.